And I, John, am he that heard and saw these things. And when I heard and saw, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel that showed me these things. And he saith unto me, See, thou do it not. I am a fellow servant with thee and with thy brethren the prophets, and with them that keep the words of this book. Worship God. Revelation 22:9. What a notable event that would elicit just such a response from most men as it did from John. What would you do in the presence of an angel of Jehovah? Our interest in this text is to consider the last statement of the angel, worship God. Worship defined is to make obeisance, due reverence to. Of these terms, obeisance is deferential respect, that is, making a distinction between others. Reverence is, literally, to turn in, that is, upon oneself. To put to shame denotes, when used in the passive voice, to feel respect for, to show deference to reverence. The etymology of the English term worship is a condition of being worthy, or worth-ship. Thus, denotes a sense of reverence paid to a supernatural or divine being. The term divine was used by Peter in describing the powers of God, saying, His divine power has granted unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. 2 Peter 1 and verse 3. And the Greek term for divine, translated God, is the term Paul used while in Athens, saying, Being then the offspring of God, original, that which is divine. Acts 17:29. Worship has varied meanings to the mind of man. Individuals have a tendency to make up their own definition. Nevertheless, worship, as in our text, belongs to God, deity, the supreme divinity. Supreme divinity is not just any supernatural being, which is defined as that which is not subject to the laws of physics, or, more figuratively, that which is said to exist above and beyond nature, but to God the Father. Jesus said, The true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and truth, for such does the Father seek to be his worshipers. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship in spirit and truth. John 4:23-24. So, what does it mean to worship God? When Jesus was being tempted of the devil, it is said, And he, Satan, said unto him, All these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Then saith Jesus unto him, Get thee hence, Satan. For it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Matthew 4:9-10. Two descriptive terms, worship and serve. When the Apostle Paul wrote to the Romans, he said, For that they exchanged the truth of God for a lie, and worship and serve the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Romans 1:25. Two descriptive terms, worshipped and served. When the Apostle Paul was in the city of Athens, as recorded in Acts 17:23-25, he said concerning, What therefore ye worship in ignorance, this I set forth unto you, the God that made the world, verses 23-24, neither is he served by men's hands, verse 25. Two descriptive terms, worship and served. And Jesus, quoting the prophet Isaiah, said, But in vain do they worship me, teaching as their doctrines the precepts of men. Two descriptive terms, worship and teaching. You see, worship requires action, and the chosen action determines who it is that's being worshiped. Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett encouraging you to remember the words of the Apostle Paul saying, Know ye not that to whom ye present yourselves as servants unto obedience, his servants ye are whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. But thanks be to God that, whereas ye were servants of sin, ye became obedient from the heart to that form of teaching whereunto ye were delivered. And being made free from sin, ye became servants of righteousness. Romans 6:16-18. Can you lay claim to this?